nothing except the skin for it to go into. So
well, that's how they were.
Yeah, it just amazes me. Now the door on the 64 actually has a very thick piece of aluminum channel that's in between the ribs, and it's riveted into that, so this type of thing can't happen. But I mean, when the door took flight, it tore the skin away where the hinges were. It didn't pull the rivets. It just tore the skin right off.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that Rob likes to do.
If you're gonna do it right.
It's too bad, Colin, that the doors on that tractor trailer wouldn't tear right off.
Yeah.
The doors on which trailer? Oh, the horse trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, they didn't budge, I'll tell you that. Talking about Colin's mishap and on a ferry, Frankie. He's looking for a street side rear panel. Maybe your parts trailer can serve one up.
Street side rear panel. You talking on? You know what? What year is this?
59.
I'll have to look tomorrow. Most of the body panels on this trailer are severely messed up, but 59, that's a flat panel. Why can't you just, cut one out on new aluminum? That's an easy job.
Yeah, I know. The problem is that, there's patina on the rest of the trailer, and I'll put a new panel, and it's going to never match.
Well, Colin, if I've got it, it's yours, my man.
Excellent.
I will look tomorrow. I'll have to look carefully because, like I say, this trailer has been hammered and hammered and hammered again. It's really, really, the skin is just incredibly rough. It's been riveted together over and over and over. It's amazing.
So, and it came all the way from California?
Yeah. It was kind of funny because we were, we were looking at doing this project, and my customer kept saying, "I'm looking for a door. I'm looking for a door." So, because I want to make this a double door, and we were both looking, and I saw this one in California, and I said, "Hey, Bruce, here's this trailer out in California. It's a shame it's so far away because the only good thing on it is the door." And he said, "Oh, that's no big deal because I'm flying out to Phoenix to pick up my new my 71 travel wall that I'm buying, and I'll just swing by Los Angeles and pick it up, and it'll be fun. It'll be an adventure." So I really, right away I admired that kind of spirit. I'm going to fly to Arizona, drive to California, and bring a trailer back to, for a door. It'll be a great adventure. But the door disappeared along the way. Somebody in Tennessee has the door. I know it.
A flat door.
most likely. But then right after that happened, I ended up with a door from a guy who used to be in the WDCU, Bill Jacobs, God rest his soul. He had a trailer, a 64 Overlander, that had given many, many parts to many other projects. And the only thing left on this hulk of a trailer was the door. So it seemed to all be meant to be, that I was able to find the door, and the door's now going to get recycled, and yet another trailer's going to be put back on the road with that. So it's a really cool kind of how the wheel comes around, and it seems to be a lot with these projects where, when it seems like you can't find something, suddenly somebody will pop up and they've got it for you.
Well, I've always had this theory that if you wait long enough, everything comes to you.
Right. Well, that's true.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta wait a long time.
That's right, but it will come to you.
So does that mean that 1936 torpedo is coming my way?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
It's coming.
I'm waiting.
It might be dead by the time it comes, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
in your vivid dreams, Frank.
I'm looking at your website, franktrailerworksblog.blogspot.com. Is this the latest?
Yes, I am. I hit the publish button just as you guys begin to tape, so that really.